You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Sixteen teams, one trophy. The NBA playoffs are here, and all roads lead to the finals. Will NBA champions like Jokic and Giannis dominate the playoffs again, or will emerging stars like Anthony Edwards and Jason Tatum solidify their names in NBA history? The playoffs are where legends are made, and TNT will make sure you don't miss a moment of the action. Tune in to TNT's coverage of the NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who do you think was the first person that came up with ties? Like, you know what? I look formal, but if I were just to put this piece of fabric around my neck and tie it in such a way, it would just take the formality to the next level.
Yeah, like, where did, like, the white tuxedo come from? Like, there was a level. Although, I will say, did we not start there and worked our way down to t-shirts and shorts? Like, I feel like the t-shirt was more of an evolution than the white tuxedo was. If you look at, like, the formal wear of the Renaissance period, that's what people wore.
Do you think we'll reach a point where the t-shirt becomes formal wear?
Certainly hope so.
I do, too.
Are we going to normalize face tattoos?
I mean, we're kind of on our way already, are we not?
I almost got a tattoo behind my ear.
I was stunned.
What was that going to be?
I was stunned to see Robbie Robinson of Inter Miami. His first tattoo was a behind the ear tattoo. Normally, like, to me, you work your way up to above the neck.
I kind of like the placement. But I was. What stopped me was, number one, I couldn't get anybody to go with me, and I don't want to do that by myself. And I was going
to
do.
To get tattoos as well, or like, do you just need emotional support?
No, to get tattoos as well.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I, if you want me to go with you, like, I'll go, but I'm not going to get a tattoo.
Okay, cool. Maybe we'll discuss. But I was going to get a white tattoo. White tattoos are super in.
Ooh. What does that mean?
Super in style.
No. Like, what is a white tattoo?
A white tattoo is just, like, you can't really see it unless you're right up to it. Like, it kind of looks like a sunspot.
Huh.
I think Grimes, Elon Musk's partner, just did her entire back all in white. I think Alexa Bliss has an entire sleeve on her left arm, and you can't tell because it's in white. I know it kind of.
This isn't like the Ross Barkley situation where it's like the scars of your old tattoo that have been taken off.
No, I think I would get a white one. If I ever get a neck tat, it'd be in white just because it's. Yeah. I would be guilty of it too. I judge people.
My tattoo rule is you can get it anywhere on your body except. If you're wearing a suit, you look like you don't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, again, Kevin Durant's like he's a very interesting tactic. Is like he's got like a tank top line where it's like everything within the tank top is tatted up. But if he's wearing a tank top, he looks like he doesn't have any. But for me,
what
like
tattoo, were you gonna get on your neck?
Have you seen the album cover to Deftones' White Pony? It was like one of my favorite albums. I love Deftones, and a lot of people called me Pony in high school. Some of my friends still do, even though fewer do.
Your iPhone.
I consider fewer of those friends.
I tried to airdrop something to you the other day, and Pony. It still says Pony's iPhone.
Yeah, I just really like that design. I was going to get a white, and it's not even shaded in. It's just the outline of that in white. It looked like a sunspot. But I decided against it. I was like, I don't want to do this just yet. I do want a second tattoo. I'm getting a second tattoo on my shin bone, Cuban royal palm. That one is happening. I just need to find a better artist than Tattoos by Phil.
Who did your first tattoo, Phil?
Phil. So we were supposed to go to because I follow now with Instagram, you could beta test your tattoo artist and kind of get an idea of the work that they do. We were supposed to go. We were all jazzed up to get the tattoos, me and my buddy Bernie, and the guy bailed on us, so I'm already hyped up. It's my first tattoo. I was not going to not get my tattoo, and the tattoo that I have is a fairly easy design. It's not overly complicated, so I'll trust I went across the street from FIU to a Westchester strip mall.
So after the first guy bailed, you don't like, all right, I need to go again, or you just like walk into a place?
No, I'm like, my tattoo's happening today. I have a timetable. I want to be able to play soccer on Sunday and not be hurting, because you're bleeding for a little bit.
I know, but you know, you could have like waited a week.
No.
16 teams, one trophy. The NBA playoffs are here, and all roads lead to the finals. Will NBA champions like Jokic and Giannis dominate the playoffs again? Or will emerging stars like Anthony Edwards and Jason Tatum solidify their names in NBA history? The playoffs are where legends are made, and TNT will make sure you don't miss a moment of the action. Tune in to TNT's coverage of the NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Is this the one in the shopping center next to where Night Owl Cookie used to be?
It's in that shopping center where Dandy Bear used to be, where there used to be a movie theater.
Oh, no, there's a different one then.
Across the street where they, like, I think helicoptered in a Wendy's or moved a...
That Wendy's was at the corner previously, and then Walgreens came, and Walgreens, I guess, really values the corner, and they lifted the Wendy's off the ground.
What?
Put the entire restaurant on wheels, like hundreds of wheels, and rolled it over like 200 feet or 300 feet to like the middle of the parking lot, put it back down, built a Walgreens, and then that Wendy's reopened. It was a long process.
I did not think that was possible.
I mean, driving by and seeing it was like incredible. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was like just on those wheels for a while now.
That seems inefficient, both in terms of the manner of construction and financially. It feels like you are not saving money by doing that.
That's why I don't understand, because you have to assume that Walgreens really, really valued that corner, and I couldn't understand it even as a child, because this happened probably like over a decade ago, was why do they want that corner so bad, and how much is it costing them, and how much also do they have to pay Wendy's or the franchisee of this Wendy's to have their restaurant shut down for like a year almost, it seemed like, while they moved the restaurant 200 feet. It was strange.
It was a where you
and that's
were
where
moment,
you got your
though.
Tattoo.
Yeah, it's a remember where you were when they moved the Wendy's 300 feet.
I'm telling that's you. Crazy.
But that's where I got my tattoo. Not in that Wendy's, although I might have done it. But Phil, like Phil, honestly, I'm not 100%. You should be totally thrilled with a. But people get tattoos touched up all the time.
Yeah,
I think I may get this tattoo touched up a little bit when I go in for my second one. But he was my first choice. I mean, his name is Phil. And there was like a method that came in the middle of it that was just like, you guys do horses and chickens, and like it was like he was just tweaking out there.
I would flee the premises immediately.
Well, like, did he get a white pony tattoo and you're like, you know what, this looks good on like, him. That's what I should get on my
I'll head. Actually have what he's having. No, he's just like came in, he's like, well, Phil's like, do you have a design in mind? He's like, I don't know, not really, tweaking, and he leaves. And I was tempted to say, that actually sounded pretty good, though. If we could do his half chicken, half horse thing, I'd like to go with that. But yeah, I'm going to get this one touched up, and I want one on my right shin bone. But I play soccer so much, I need that one. Yeah. I need to do that one on Tuesday so I can heal. Well, I need to do that on a Wednesday so I can heal in time for Sunday. That's the whole thing, because you're bleeding for a good week after you get a tattoo.
Do you find that the Instagram search function is not satisfactory? Because like, you could search like Miami tattoo artist, like that's what you would do, but it's impossible.
Yeah, because it's by name.
You're right. It's by name by hashtag.
Yeah,
but
I told
like,
you the guy that I want to get one done. His name is Jose Calderon. Good luck trying to find him if you're just searching tattoos.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. I'm living the gimmick right now. The playoffs have already gotten me, and we're a couple of days into it. It's like a playoff equinox that's going on right now. It's ridiculous. And if you're like me, you like rooting on your team. Trust me, I just bought 3 for my wife, daughter, and myself for Game 1. I live it. Because I've been out there. I've been out in those streets. I've been panicking last second trying to find deals. And then when I eventually settle on something, I'm not sure if it's the lowest price out there, and I'm getting just totally blitzed with surprise fees. Well, thankfully, Game Time takes it out of the equation. All the fees are up front. There's no surprises. You get to see what your seat looks like. It's amazing, the technology we have these days. But Game Time has your back always. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed.
Damn, guess what? A bonus post-game segment. Now, over the last few weeks, you've been trying to get this song on the air. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Dan. It's bad. It's real bad. It's a train wreck. It's a disaster.
I wanted to reward a listener who put some effort into the song. And I'm not saying it's worthy.
Who's this listener that put effort into the song?
It's not that bad.
Oh, it is terrible.
This Can I ask a question?
One of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Yes, bring it up, Billy.
Okay, I'll just ask you, because privately this question has been asked numerous times, Dan. So this listener somehow got your email address and emailed this to you directly, and then you forwarded that email to all of us and included him in the email where you said, can we reward this insane person? Or something along the lines where we think that we weren't exactly sure if you knew that this person could see the response. And also you gave everyone else's emails to this person at the same time. So everyone has privately been asking, do you think Dan knows that he insulted this person with this person being able to see it?
Yes, I do know that, though.
Okay, well, so that makes it worse. Just stop giving randos our personal email addresses. You just forward privately. Also, what number of yours am I supposed to text? Is it an Apple ID? Is it your f***ing cell phone number? I've got 12 group chats, 6 versions of the same one on my phone. What is going on with old people and technology nowadays? You can't listen to something I send you on the computer. I'm going crazy over here.
When a pirate's work week is 3 days long, the only club option is
not a real song.
AI
practice.
Both teams play hard.
From she love to hear Draymond go.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tough guy, Rodney.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Tough guy, Rodney.
Tweet.
Tough guy, Rodney.
What we really gonna rock on tonight?
The club's been muted.
If you could hear me,
I'm as fried as two.
Understand, I'm sorry.
To all the
girls and boys,
and boys, makes me wanna holler.
Go ahead, Malloy!
Pirate clubbing.
Fraud, fraud, fraud.
Pirate clubbing.
Jack Doyle. Captain June.
The club is now rocking cause the ship won't buy the old song.
Mediocre. Just
good
not
song.
Terrible, not great, mediocre, but I wanted to reward a listener, an insane person. Every once in a while, we should reward one of those.
Now I got to find out if Bobby Day's family and estate is litigious.